Here's Ricky Meese.
Two emergency traffic situations. The first is going to be southbound I-15. We still have a closure in place of the freeway. This is in Box Elder County. It's about 10 miles south of the Idaho state line. Then we have a multiple vehicle crash with injuries. And there may a KSL traffic trooper reporting up to six vehicles involved with this one. Southbound I-15 after 1300 South, left lane blocked there. You've got delays stacked solid back to downtown. Then more heavy and slow traffic between the South Interchange and 90th South. Brandon Crow.
If you're traveling eastbound on I-80, you're going to run into some stagnant traffic as Foothill transitions into the East Belt. But good news for those traveling westbound on 215 South, the buildup that was there about Highland to 7th East or so has been cleared. And down in Utah County, southbound I-15 from the point all the way down through Lehigh is still a little bit grumpy, but the good thing there is that there are no accidents to report there. Mark?
It's sluggish, but improving north out of downtown on northbound I-15, really about, say, north of 6th North is where your delays begin. Then you're going to roll right out of it about 4th North and Bountiful. Then you're going to run back into delays in Davis County between Highway 89 and Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 itself is overflowing up into Fruit Heights. The far west commute's been rough the last few days. Northbound I-15 lane restrictions in place just prior to 2700 North. Do you get that nagging feeling every time you start your car only to find that pesky check engine light? Have the pros at AAMCO investigate with a free diagnostic. Go AAMCO AA, MCO. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.